Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Colombo. Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live, right here for you every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., God willing. And your all shows, mostly all shows are archived with your very favorite authors and experts on a myriad of topics, from psychology to health to love to the Constitution to corruption to Congress to vaccinations and so forth. So divorce, you name it, we got it. You can always come back to blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles and scroll on down and find your favorite author, expert, and topic and listen at your convenience. Well, the world is turning. And it is turning very quickly. And one of our topics today is very timely and on everyone's mind. So I'm going to be welcoming back a very favorite author. She's an award-winning author, and her name is Susan Moss. She's also a cancer survivor, and she is an artist. And she has written previously, two very famous Irwin Award-winning books. She's a public speaker for the Cancer Society and many organizations. And the books she's written in the past, you can also check out on Amazon.com. Keep Your Breath and Surviving Cancer. So you might recognize those two names. And cancer is a huge problem, one of the top 10 killers in the USA, along with heart disease that kill more people than COVID every year. And but COVID appears to be the only thing that the MSM and CDC and WHO and the Congress and the entire government is talking about. Because it appears everyone, no matter what their pre-existing condition, no matter what their age, no matter their race, ethnicity, sexual preference, whether they're on prescription drugs, whether they're susceptible to allergies, whatever, everyone now dies from COVID, as we all know. We don't hear about heart disease, liver disease, lung disease. We don't hear about cancer. We don't hear about so many diseases that have killed hundreds of thousands of people every single year in America and around the world. They all seem to have been put on the back burner for COVID. So this is going to be an exciting and educational interview because Susan Moss, she is a veteran health reporter, an editor, an author, an artist, and she's going to discuss her latest novel, and it's titled COVID-19, A Natural Approach, and it is co-written with a very well-respected scientist. So can't wait to talk to Susan about her latest research and information with a well-respected scientist. And before we get started, I wanted to mention that there is an article on Epoch, epochtimes.com, you can check out. And it says that there's dozens of cases of spontaneous miscarriages, stillbirths, occurring after COVID-19 vaccination. And so that is a very serious statement, and it will be worth checking out and reading. If you aren't subscribed, you may want to subscribe and read that particular article and many, many more of their great articles that they publish with the truth and facts. And also, it says that the UK seeks missing patient with Brazilian COVID variant as the Prime Minister defends his border measures. And here in the United States, President Joe Biden and the Democrats, as you know, always insist and demand open borders, which is a violation of the United States Constitution, which they swore to uphold, which establishes legal immigration, legal vetting, legal background checks, legal health care checks, legal citizenship, and legal deportation of illegals entering the USA. That is the law, federal and state law, and that duty was granted to the Border Patrol, sheriffs, and ICE, who the Democrats want to defund and get rid of and eliminate. They just want open borders where millions of unidentified foreigners are trafficking into our country and then put on our welfare list so that the taxpayers have to pay for their living expenses, their Obamacare, health care expenses, etc. So the fact is that there's a new article out that there are hundreds of those illegals attempting to enter our borders illegally who have been positive for COVID. So how is that in the best interest of the American people? And how is it in the best interest of reopening the country and getting people back to work and opening up their businesses? Because we have a human right violation going on here. Where in the Constitution does it grant any person elected to office to perform public service for the American people, which they are paid to do through our taxes, granted the authority to indefinitely force Americans to wear masks, and now they're suggesting 2 and 3 masks, which blocks off your oxygen supply and causes you to sometimes feel faint or lightheaded and so forth. It doesn't seem healthy to me to block off your oxygen supply of fresh oxygen, because God gave us a nose and a mouth and immune system so that we could breathe in fresh oxygen continuously 24/7 and release carbon monoxide back into the atmosphere. And that oxygen, that fresh oxygen, helps keep the brain and the lungs and the immune system healthy. So I'd like to see Dr. Fauci's written and stated strategic scientific evidence on how 1, 2, and 3 masks made in China are actually keeping people from getting with a virus, any virus, because it's never happened in the history of the United States of America. But China has opened up 300 more companies manufacturing more masks made in China because of the demand and the promotion of wearing 2 and 3 masks with this fear-mongering to protect yourself. I don't know, is it from yourself or from other people? I'm not sure. But this goes on and on and on. And on that note, that is food for thought to think about. Do your own homework and your own research. Come to your own conclusions. We are going to enter into the world of authors and experts in just a moment, and that will be with our very special and dynamic guest, Susan Moss. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in just a moment.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up to Colombo Chronicles Live and be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe right in the heart of Benson, and that's near Tucson, and traveling from Phoenix and Tombstone and Sierra Vista and many surrounding cities. It's right there for you to eat a homemade meal and homemade desserts. They fly off the shelf. And on that note, let's enter into the world of authors and experts with our very dynamic guest, returning guest. I love having Susan Moss on our show because she is a wealth of information on health. She's a veteran health reporter, an editor, a public speaker, an artist, an author. And Susan Moss will discuss the latest happenings with the vaccine situation worldwide. She is the author of COVID-19, A Natural Approach, latest hot off the press novel co-written with a scientist, a well-respected scientist. She will also give her personal viewpoints on the vaccine, and that's on the minds of everyone, not only in America, but around the world. And people do listen to these online podcasts, radio podcasts around the world because they are archived at roseforjustice.com as well. And Susan is the author of Keep Your Breath and Surviving Cancer, which is a great novel destined for the silver screen. So let's get started and talk about her latest book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. And that is with co-written by Susan Moss and Dan Marquez. And so let's say hello to Susan Moss. Hi, Susan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, Rose. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm excited to have you on because you have so much information to share, and it's about our health. And without our health, we are we are stuck in a situation where we can't sometimes go to work, we can't sometimes take care of our children or go to school. It can just totally affect our entire lives where we're locked in. And now we're locked down because of the fear-mongering over a flu called COVID-19, which has never happened in the history of the USA, where they have indefinitely decided to treat everyone as a prisoner in their homes because they might have a flu, and also to lock out the American people from their businesses and from their jobs, which in my opinion, Susan, is a human rights violation and violates the necessities of life laws, which means that we have the right to work as a free citizens and to earn our own money and to create jobs for other people to earn money so that they can provide for the necessities of life, which are shelter, food, medicine, which keeps us, these keep us healthy and give us a place to live and a roof over our heads and to provide for travel and so forth, all the necessities of life that we're entitled to, which are human rights. And so, Susan, you've written this great book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, with Dan Marcus, a scientist. And I personally have been researching and following this very closely, and social media has blocked me so many times and suspended me for posting anything that has to do with any injuries or deaths related to COVID-19 as reported by the victims or their families or by doctors around the world. Totally, they oppose anything that I post that has anything to do with COVID-19. So tell us, Susan, are there any deaths that you have researched that could possibly be related to the COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, first of all, I want to say no one should ever have to die of this disease. No one should have to die of COVID-19. And I think the whole idea of getting a vaccine out is ridiculous. And self-serving, Bill Gates says that the return on vaccines for his money is 1 out of 12, and he can't beat that with anything else. And I think this whole thing is overblown and fear-mongering to get us to get this vaccine so that Bill Gates can build his fortune.
And I think it's even beyond Bill Gates building his fortune. I think it's Bill Gates, the billionaire, who seeks to reduce the population of the planet along with the members of the United Nations New World Order secret societies, including the banksters who are involved in this COVID-19 pandemic. Because, Susan, I read, and it was alleged in the article, that the World Bank and Illinois Governor Pritzker, a Democrat governor, who's also a billionaire, purchased testing kits back in 2018, and that there were fashion designers making designer masks back to match the outfits for the rich and famous back in 2018. So I found that very intriguing, allegations that were made online in various articles. And so it does appear to be the plandemic, and it does appear to involve the very, very wealthy people who seek to control the entire planet by reducing the population. So my very, very big concern, of course, was why doesn't the CDC and the WHO and the Congress and the Senate and the mainstream media want to talk about the deaths that may have been caused by a vaccine?
Okay, so I want to add that the CDC has actually reported over 1,000 deaths from the vaccine, and Israel just came out with a statement that they had 40% more deaths in the elderly from the vaccine than from the COVID-19 disease. So I want to get back to what you can do to defend yourself naturally, because this is really the route that has been provided to us by Mother Nature, by God, by the universe. They have given us natural things that we can do to protect ourselves. We don't have to submit to polyethylene glycol, aborted fetal tissue, which is in the AstraZeneca shot. We don't have to get mRNA injected, which creates a factory to produce the spike protein, which is what we are supposedly avoiding with all these masks and all this social distancing and all these lockdowns, that there is simple, natural things that we can do to stay healthy, which I tried out on myself, and it worked.
What about the women? You say that researchers at Sloan Kettering have found the mRNA disrupts tumor-suppressing proteins, perhaps leading to future cancers.
Right.
So what about women having mammograms?
Yeah, the mammograms are showing the same thing that you have when you have breast cancer, which is enlarged lymph nodes, swollen lymph nodes in the breast and underarm. And this is what lymph nodes are for, to clean out poisons in your body. In other words, the vaccination is creating a toxic situation in your body that mimics breast cancer. And they say, oh, well, it on that side where you were injected, that'll go away. But what if it doesn't? Then you've got breast cancer.
Well, I was suspended from Twitter because I posted a true story of someone we happen, it's not a friend, but it's someone we happen to know, and she was from Vietnam, and I was in the beauty industry 25 years, and she's in the beauty industry. She said her mom got the vaccination, and now the left side of her face is paralyzed, and I had seen two other videos from nurses who are not linked to each other. They were separate videos from different places. They were saying that after they got the second shot, that their one, just the side of the face was paralyzed. The other one, the side of the face and the whole left side of her body was paralyzed. And so they don't want to hear this on Twitter or Facebook or these stories of people telling their stories of what happened to them. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's just censorship and control and propaganda. The other night, David Muir, who I watch every night, and they're just pumping away on get the vaccine, get the vaccine. He had Dolly Parton on saying she's going to get the vaccine, and she donated $1 million. Well, this is propaganda. It's not news. And I'm sorry. And Dolly Parton is a sweet lady who has a lot of talent, and I love her dearly, but she knows nothing about science, and she hasn't done any research. And I'm sorry, this is not news. This is full-blown propaganda, and we're back to the Nazi era. And I'm sorry, but we'd better start informing ourselves about these natural ways of protecting ourselves and say no to the vaccine, because it's very harmful. And it can kill us, and it can kill us fast. People are dying in 2 hours after the vaccine and 2 weeks after the vaccine, and they don't want to attribute it to the vaccine. They're trying to cover it up, and we'd better find out the truth. And if you read COVID-19, A Natural Approach, you can go on my website, SusanHMoss.com. We have a video. And you can order the book from the website also, or Amazon.com. And it was a big fight to get it on Amazon, as you know. They turned us down at first because they only wanted, quote-unquote, official information on the disease. But I fought it out, and I said, well, Dan Marquez is a scientist. He knows a lot about this disease, and so they reviewed the book and they liked it and they put it on. So it is available in ebook or a paperback book with all color illustrations. It's a little bit high priced, but it's worth it because you see all these wonderful color recipes and And we have listing all the vitamins that you need and all the supplements, the herbs, the Chinese herbs. We have sections on all the different foods and which ones are antiviral. And we have a chapter on parasites. You know, this virus acts like a parasite. And that is why hydroxychloroquine and zinc work together to heal people. And, of course, hydroxychloroquine was banned. They wanted remdesivir, which cost $3,000, to be the official cure. But it, as the WHO came out with, after a few months, the WHO came out with that remdesivir was absolutely worthless. And yet they banned inexpensive hydroxychloroquine because it was $10 to $20 for a full treatment.
Well, what's interesting to me is that in the past, they have always done vaccinations using mice for their testing and their trials. Now they're using human beings for their testing and their trials, and they aren't reporting or recognizing or admitting that these vaccinations, when people die or they become chronically ill by being paralyzed or whatever happens to them, they are ignoring and avoiding any information that they should be researching and welcoming into their trials and their research on human beings. They're not using mice. It should be even more serious and more intense of a research and listening to these people and researching these deaths, because we're talking about human beings. And they're talking about vaccinating babies and children and teenagers and elderly people whose immune systems are a lot weaker in the elderly or those with pre-existing conditions. And you're talking about plunging a needle with a bunch of chemicals as if one shot fits all. But they aren't telling you about what you're talking about, the natural ways to maintain a strong immune system or rebuild a strong immune system. Is that correct or not?
That's right. Exactly. You hit it on the nail. And what we want to learn about is natural ways to protect ourselves. So I did the research on hydroxychloroquine. It turns out it is a synthetic for quinine. And did you know that quinine is readily available, inexpensive, and if you take it with zinc, you will protect yourself. And also, I heal myself on this. Dan recommends a number of supplements also that he has found to heal people. Mine is quinine and zinc.
Mm-hmm. And also, you mentioned that usually deaths from the vaccine occur quickly, within 48 hours. Some come within 2 weeks. So in the past, they did always did these 5 to 7 year long-term case studies and published them in medical journals for public review as well. And yet, there will be no long-term case studies as long as they continue to ignore the deaths and the adverse effects that are affecting people now with chronic illnesses. And so the long-term studies are going to be either there won't be any or they will be useless, and it will be very difficult for anyone down the road to link somebody's death or somebody's chronic illness, direct adverse health effect, to a vaccine down the road, because there are no long-term case studies before they started injecting people. Is that correct?
Yes, it's very criminal. The whole thing is a big criminal enterprise to sell vaccines. And I think I want to get back to hydroxychloroquine and quinine. And you can find that in tonic water. And what I recommend is you drink drink it in a can because the bottled water has high fructose corn syrup, which was invented by Philip Morris Cigarette Company to sweeten cigarettes, and the food companies picked it up. General Foods is also owned by Philip Morris, so I went to the grocery store. I was shocked to find it in salad dressing, in soda pop, in cake mixes. This high fructose corn syrup, which is on almost every aisle of an ordinary supermarket, robs you of vitamin D. Now, we know vitamin D is crucial in healing COVID-19, and we found that 60% of people who have severe cases were deficient in vitamin D. So if you make sure and take vitamin D3 or get 10 minutes of sunlight every day, you will up your chances of not being afflicted by this disease. So there's many other things you can do to naturally protect yourself. And I think what we're talking about, Rose, is fear. You're so afraid you're going to get this disease that you go to the Dodger Stadium, which is not a doctor's office, which is not prepared for any emergency, and get a shot. And who knows how many people in Dodger Stadium will, like one lady, start vomiting, run a fever, and die before they can leave.
Well, I find it very interesting that they don't just have you go to your own doctor who knows your health, who knows everything about you, who knows your condition, your immune system, who has, more intimate, and you've also consented and signed an agreement that they can touch you and examine you and have all this information. You're going to a stadium or to some clinic, wherever they send you, or drive through, and you're getting a needle plunged in your arm with a bunch of chemicals that you have no idea what those chemicals are for the most part. Most people haven't a clue. And they're just listening to this fear-mongering, and I got to get my vaccine, especially elderly people. I know someone right now in my family who's elderly. My friends got the vaccine. I have to get the vaccine. I'm elderly. And I'm just listening to these people, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And so the fear mongering really works on the senior elderly people and a lot of most of the population apparently. And so this fear mongering, instead of thinking, I have a doctor, why aren't they just sending it to these doctors, these hospitals or clinics, wherever the doctors work, and allowing your own doctor to figure out and recommend if you need that vaccination or not. I mean, if you're healthy, why do you need it?
That's right, exactly. And there's ways to build our health naturally, which is what our book is about, and to build an antiviral diet, to use the quinine and the zinc to avoid getting ill or get healing. I had the COVID-19 myself for 2 days after I ate indoor restaurant. A couple days later, I started getting sick, and I did the quinine and the zinc and also the antiviral diet that we recommend, and the third day I was well.
And also, I wanted you to let our audience know that you are an amazing woman, because you actually were told by your doctor you were going to die from cancer, and then this is what started your research in the natural healing of the body and led you to this wonderful sharing of information with the rest of the world, because that was a long time ago when he told you you were going to die, and yet you survived by doing your own research on foods and supplements and so forth, right?
30 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast and uterine cancer. And the doctor said, see a surgeon. And I refused. And he called me every day, see a surgeon. I got rid of both tumors within the 2 months deadline he gave me to come back because I wouldn't see a surgeon. And I wrote the book, Keep Your Breast, Preventing Breast Cancer the Natural Way, about how I preserve my breast and my health on a 20-point health program called MOTEP. And I had a good health background. My dad was into health before it was the vogue, and he got rid of his asthma by switching to a vegetarian, mostly vegetarian diet, meditating, swimming, and all the doctors and all the shots he got did not help him. But when he started calming himself down, meditating, very emotional, violent man, and when he calmed himself down and started the carrot juice and the rice, lots of rice and whole grain diet, vegetables, he got rid of his asthma. So I had a background already as a child to learn about swimming and how to exercise, how to detox my body and keep it running. And so I've faced death numerous times in my life. I was run into a car by as a pedestrian, and on. I've survived, and I've never broken a bone, which was a surprise to the doctor after I was run into by a car and thrown 30 feet in the air.
Wow.
So the body is resilient. I want to tell people that fear of this coronavirus is not necessary. You don't have to die. You don't have to get anything but a very mild illness if you're exposed. In fact, some people won't even get any illness at all. If they follow along with our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, it's so urgent, Rose, to not depend on vaccines or anything that is threatening. We can do it all naturally. Nature has provided us with what we need to get through this crisis without masks, without vaccines, without lockdowns, without losing our jobs, losing our livelihood, losing our rights, depopulating our country by getting rid of people. We don't have to do that.
No, and the thing I wanted to say is that it's interesting to me because I read an article by a doctor, and he said that vaccines will not cure COVID, and he also, well, there's more than one. It's international. And another one said, another article I read stated that vaccines don't cure viruses. What they do is they say they help prevent you from getting the virus, but they can't guarantee you won't get the virus. And so this is all very interesting because I've heard doctors say this over the years, and certain doctors, and that they also say that this Bill Gates, this billionaire who was a computer geek, now he has no PhD. He is not a researcher. With a PhD. He is not a doctor. He is not a virologist. He is not a scientist. And yet, he has enough money to buy himself a marketing position as the guru running the country with Dr. Fauci, who never developed a vaccine and who Moderna never developed a vaccine. And now all of these same people are making billions of dollars and tied to China on top of it.
And they were tied to Epstein as well, which is interesting. And they're all into eugenics and to euthanasia and depopulation and transhumans and transgenders and same-sex and indoctrinating children, because all of those agendas are depopulation programs, because none of those people can procreate. And I don't care, you know, I'm not discriminating against anyone. You can choose whatever you want to be, but to indoctrinate young children is a different story. When an adult chooses to do something, that's their choice. But to indoctrinate children for reducing the population and then getting these no long-term case study vaccinations fast-tracked into everybody, regardless of your age, your race, your ethnicity, your sexual preference, your freedom, your liberty, your rights to choose, and denying it all and just saying one shoe fits all, I think is so dangerous, not just for America, but the rest of the world. And, you know, in Italy, they threw off their mask. I don't recall if it was just one whole city. It may have been just one whole city. They threw off their mask, and they opened their businesses, and people went back to work, and the government said, at least in that area, forget it. We can't control all these people. So they just, now they're back to work. They're back to business. I think Americans need to stop the allowing the fear-mongering to suppress them, oppress them, and depress them. While these billionaires are buying up the farmland and involved with Monsanto GMO non-nutritional seeds and creating lab foods, lab meat, lab milk with no nutritional value. And when you mentioned high fructose syrup and all of these foods, I was looking at someone asked me to pick up some Coke and some Pepsi. So I did. They don't have cars, so I went and bought it for them. But then I was looking and reading the label, and that's one of the very top ingredients on both of those.
How about that? Oh, I also want to interject on the COVID-19 vaccine that can actually cause the disease. And now we're seeing people who get the disease from the vaccine.
Those are the other videos I watched, too, where these medical staff, because why are they vaccinating, forcing all the medical staff to get an untested, no-trials vaccination at warp speed or fast-tracked? And now there was one nurse, and he said, oh, my God, I've never been so sick in my life. I've had food poisoning. I've had the flu. But I never experienced anything like that before. I just thought I was going to die. And he was on a YouTube video, and he said, I just want you to know that's what happened to me after I got the second shot.
Yeah,
and
one doctor in Miami, his name is Gregory Michael, very healthy in his 50s. He got the shot in Miami, and he started noticing little spots all over his body. And it turned out that he was bleeding internally, and his body was attacking all his platelets. So they did a test, and they couldn't find any platelets. I think they finally found one platelet, and he died of a hemorrhage a few days later.
Yes, and so to me, this is a dereliction of duty by the entire federal government, by the health department, by all health agencies, because they have not done their due diligence in this area.
Well,
and
my opinion is Fauci is the criminal.
Yeah, and Bill Gates, who's invested millions and millions of dollars into researching and fear-mongering, you know, since at least 2014, that this monster is coming, this monster virus is coming to America and the world, and we all need to be vaccinated. And even if we lost 10 million people, it would be worth it because we're saving lives. And then I heard that he said, you know, his profit margin, there's no greater profit margin than basically from these vaccinations. So we're listening to a person who is not a doctor, who is not a PhD, he's not a scientist, he's not a researcher, not a virologist, and he's controlling this whole program along with his investors and all who are invested in big pharma and the food industry, and and then Dr. Fauci, who flip-flops all the time. First he said masks were an optic. You don't really need them. It makes people feel protected. And then the next thing he says, you need one, two, or three masks now. So, and then you see him on camera with him ripping his mask off camera. And so this, and then you see all these rest of these wealthy Democrats and rhinos off camera eating and not distancing and fine restaurants and socializing and not wearing masks, et cetera. So the fear-mongering causes a weaker immune system, in my opinion, because it causes frustration, depression, anxiety, and even suicidal tendencies. And we have an increase in suicides now in America, divorce, abuse, domestic abuse. And they're totally ignoring all of this, Susan Moss. They're totally ignoring the emotional effects that are causing physical effects and homelessness and diseases. What about all the diseases that are spreading because of all this fear-mongering?
Yes, and here's the interesting thing. They interviewed Bill Gates on 60 Minutes, and then they had the overtime. And Mr. Cooper was interviewing him overtime, and he said, you predicted this pandemic 3 years ago. And Bill Gates says, yes. And he said, and we're going to have another one in 3 to 4 years. And Mr. Cooper says, are you sure about that? And Bill Gates nodded and threw out his chest.
Because you can see on Bill Gates' face that every time he talks about the vaccines, he gets very excited. I don't know if anyone
so
else
he
noticed
planned, this is a planned thing with Fauci and Echo Health, which he subcontracted, and Congress is starting an investigation now, thank God, into why the NIH funded Echo Health in Wuhan, China, virology lab, and why they funded this gain-of-function research to create this virus, which created this epidemic, and they didn't know that it would be a parasite. But they just put, one of the things they put in it was malaria, and that is why hydroxychloroquine works, and that is why quinine works, because when they were building the canal, the Philippine canal, the Panama Canal, workers were getting sick because of the mosquito bite, and the mosquito bites puts a parasite in you, and that's what causes malaria. And they found out that quinine, which is from a tree in South America, prevented them from getting sick. And so if you take quinine, which is in tonic water in cans, and take zinc, you will be protected without subjecting yourself to polyethylene glycol in the vaccine, to aborted fetal tissue in the vaccine, to mRNA, which turns your cell into a factory producing the spike protein, which is why you might get COVID-19 from the vaccine, why you might die from the vaccine. And this is why, because you're producing these spikes, which is the whole reason we're wearing masks, the whole reason we're distancing socially, the whole reason we're locking ourselves down in fear in our house is to avoid the spike. And yet they're injecting not only a spike, but the messenger cell to start producing them. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it appears to be very criminal, in fact, and very sinister, and it would fall into the United Nations Agenda 21 of reducing the population at 50%, which even Ted Turner stated in an interview a few times that the population and needed to be reduced because there's too many people in the world. And he said, a reporter asked him, it was 50% by 2030 and 90% at 2050. And he asked the reporter asked Ted Turner, do you still believe that the population should be reduced by 90% by 2050? He goes, I think it should be reduced by 95%. So these are the mindsets of these billionaires, because Ted Turner owns more land than any person in the USA. Now, I don't know if Bill Gates surpassed him, because he's been buying up all the farmland, and he and Monsanto are linked together, and now Biden has appointed a Monsanto top guy to be involved in his administration. And so if anybody cannot connect the dots, then they're just ostriches with their heads in the sand, because the United States Congress has, to the best of my knowledge, hasn't done anything to stop a mandated, untested, and unproved vaccination against the will of free people in the United States who are guaranteed the right to freedom of choice and to a free will. And that is being denied by our own government. And I think that's where the fear of the government comes in by the people today. And because they say, well, we'll arrest you if you don't wear a mask. We'll arrest you if you don't get a vaccination. You won't be able to work. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to go to the concerts. You won't be able to go to a theater. I mean, look how draconian this is.
Yeah, so far the vaccine hasn't been mandated in the U.S., thank God, but it is mandated now in Indonesia, which is very, very scary. And as far as being an ostrich in the sand, I don't think we can go that far. People are very trusting, and some of my friends have gone ahead against my goodwill advice, and they've gone ahead and gotten the vaccine. So I don't think we can brand people as ostriches with their head in the sand, but please read our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, and find out what you can do naturally. And so you don't have to risk your life taking this very dangerous, completely unproven, experimental vaccine that was produced very rapidly by people who don't know what they're doing. Really, they don't, because they haven't tested this in the long term. And if they had tested it in the long term, and the minute the one person died, they should have stopped it.
So you say we're in trouble when we don't have to be. That's what I meant by an ostrich. I didn't mean it to be in a cruel way where they're, not intelligent people. I'm just saying it that their head is in the sand. If they don't understand when they have the knowledge that you've provided to them that something bad can happen to them. And so pulling their head out of the sand and listening. I mean, I was talking to a young person yesterday, and they said, well, when I was younger, I didn't want to listen to anything. I thought, you know, things that were being said were ridiculous, couldn't happen in this country, that's crazy. And now I'm beginning to learn that I have to listen to people. And I wish your friends would have listened to you. And I hope they're okay, and I pray that they're okay. But you also say when we're in trouble, and we don't have to be, nature has given us the answer to this crisis. And I think that's one of the most important things that you've done for people, is that you are providing what God created to maintain our health and what is being suppressed by the billionaires who apparently aren't protecting our health, whether it's intentional or non-intentional, by being derelict in their duty to do the short and long-term case studies of direct adverse health effects and publishing them in the medical and scientific journals for public review, which I think, Susan Moss, we're all entitled to that information, don't you?
Absolutely. The truth is out there. And I did tell one of my friends who's very intelligent to please do the research, because she didn't want to hear about my views on vaccines anymore. So I cut my vocabulary out. I don't talk about vaccines whatsoever with her. And she went ahead and got the first shot. But I just pray that when she gets the second shot, that she won't get very ill or die, because she's a wonderful lady and she's very intelligent. But when you get this kind of propaganda and you get this kind of fear-mongering, as you said, it's very hard. We have to have some compassion for people who go ahead and get this vaccine without doing research, because it's just in the news every day. You know, the whole David Muir show last night on ABC news show was vaccine from beginning to the end, with the Dolly Parton propaganda and advertisement, and people get inundated with this, get a vaccine, and we have to have some compassion. But please, if you value your life, please read our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. It's on Amazon. You can order it. We had to fight to get it on Amazon. You can get it as an ebook. You can go on my website, SusanHMoss.com, and see a video. I also have videos on Keep Your Breath and Survive Cancer, the books, other books I wrote. And get the truth of what you can do naturally to protect yourself that work. And Dan has a list of supplements he recommends, such as NAC, alpha-linolenic acid, zinc, very important. The zinc stops replication, but it needs a partner to make a tiny hole called ionophore, and that is quercetin or quinine. And also Dan recommends green tea extract, which is another ionophore creator. And you can protect yourself naturally and get through it naturally if you catch it.
Wow, that is so important, that information. And I hope everyone has written it down, or they can also come back to blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles, re-listen to the information, write down the information that will help protect you, and by Susan Moss and her book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, and also her co-writer, Dan Marcus, a well-respected scientist. Thank you so much, Susan Moss. That was a wealth of information and important information, too. So I know everyone took away something that's going to help them stay healthy. So God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Rose. Thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Susan Moss has left the building. Again, her book is COVID-19, A Natural Approach. And be sure to go out and get it. And also, cancer is still a huge problem. And so many other of the top 10 serious health problems that people die from every single year, but seem to be on the back burner now. And so you don't want to forget, you know, that you need to continue to protect yourself from cancer and heart disease and Alzheimer's and all of these natural remedies or foods and supplements that can help you maintain a strong immune system and fight back against the free radicals in our body and all of the diseases and viruses that can help are worth taking a deep research and reading books such as COVID-19, A Natural Approach, that will help you and your family stay healthy. And Keep Your Breath and Surviving Cancer are the other two novels that will help you stay healthy as well. So God bless you. God bless America. And we'll talk to you again on Wednesday. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo, signing off, saying stay healthy, stay happy, and pray for our wonderful republic.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.